The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
All right, it's time. Crack your fingers. I'm excited about today because today we're going to learn about the main tenets of financial intelligence. Get out a pen, get out a paper, because this is the stuff you didn't learn in school. Your kids didn't learn this either, unless you're taking the initiative right now to teach them on your own the value of financial education. I hope you're ready to take notes because I'm going to share 10 foundations to financial intelligence that you need to know to build a better future for your family. And I want you to share this video with everyone in your family. And bookmark this because I think it could change your life. Whether you're a beginner or you just need some reminders to sharpen your skills, this video is going to be able to arm you with the skills and mindset shifts that you need to create your own path to wealth. I'm not a financial advisor, but I am someone who has learned how to transform my financial situation. I was massively in debt. I had a foreclosure that I had to deal with in my 30s. It was bad. It was awful. I lost my job at one point. I had a 500 credit score. I had massive amounts of credit card debt. It was bad. So I had to turn it all around to build wealth, started investing in real estate, and built the foundations of the life that I currently have. So here's what I think the foundations of financial intelligence are. Number one, understand the difference between assets and liabilities. If you don't have a basic understanding of this fundamental principle, I can almost guarantee you, you're going to get stuck in the middle class trap. Of course, the middle class is collapsing, so you're going to be pushed down into the lower class. An asset is something, of course, that you own that can generate income or has a cash value. And liabilities are possessions that take money out of your pocket every month, like a car, right? Number two, build a balance sheet to know where you stand, okay? Once you know the difference between assets and liabilities, it's time to get down to a baseline of your own assets and liabilities. Now, I'm not going to go through how to build a balance sheet in this video. You can simply Google how to do that. You can open up a spreadsheet and start to do that. Make sure you keep a running tab every month so you know what your life looks like. There's simply no better exercise for getting a grasp on where you stand than building your own balance sheet. This is something that even children can do. We teach our children how to do this. A simple balance sheet helps you calculate your net worth by listing out what you owe and what you own. It should look like this. We'll put it up here on the screen, okay? A balance sheet is a simple step that you can take to measure your financial status and start moving toward your goals. Number three, be selective about taking on any additional debt. Sometimes debt is necessary, right? Of course it is. You might need to upgrade the family car or had some unavoidable medical debt. There's a time and a place for loans, but it's critical that you stay away from predatory credit cards with astronomical interest rates right now. For more on this, I want you to check out this video that I recently published on America's problem with credit. So check this out. Number four, on a similar note, know the difference between good debt and bad debt. Good debt helps you buy performing assets that bring in cash flow. Bad debt keeps you locked into a cycle of paying high interest for liabilities. I know there are a lot of so-called experts out there that say you should never, under any circumstances, utilize debt. But the truth is, if you're smart and strategic, using the bank's money to build wealth can be incredibly powerful. There is no other asset that you can work with a bank on where they will put up 80% for you to buy a performing asset. Go and ask the bank to do that for you to go buy some gold or buy something else that you want. They won't do that, but they will do it with real estate. Okay? And if you're only putting 20% down, you can use the bank's money to build your net worth. And then, of course, use tenant living in the property to pay down the debt. That's the foundation of good debt versus bad debt. Number five, be mindful about where you're saving money. Unfortunately, a lot of people aren't smart about how they're saving money. Your bank's standard savings account with an APY of 0.01% is not going to cut it in this economy. In fact, it's going to hurt you because with inflation, your savings can quickly get eaten up. In fact, if you have a dollar in that account today, it's worth less tomorrow thanks to inflation. The current inflation rate is about 3%. So make sure you're putting your money in an account that has a rate higher than that. You can find high-yield savings accounts online. Consider parking your money in those, or even in real estate short notes. Our friends over at Connect Invest offer short notes in real estate with returns of between 7.5 and 9%. See if that is a fit for you. Here's the link on our screen. It's morrisinvest.com/connect. Go there and check it out. And for as little as $500, you can start investing in real estate using those short notes. Number six, invest in your financial education. The best way to build your financial intelligence is to become dedicated to your education. Seek out books, videos, podcasts to continue growing your knowledge base. There is so much free information out there, you shouldn't have to pay for any of it. Take advantage of it and intentionally create a solid foundation of financial intelligence. Number seven, find your freedom number. If part of your plan is to build financial freedom through real estate investing, the best place to start is with My Financial Freedom Number Cheat Sheet. Okay, it's totally free. It's a free PDF. It's like 3 pages long, and it will walk you through how to calculate how much income you'll need from rental properties in order to live financially free. This can be a transformative process, and I highly recommend going through the cheat sheet yourself, even if you think you're not ready to invest in real estate. It doesn't matter, but it's helpful to know what that number is, isn't it? Like if someone were to come up to you and say, hey, Sally, how much do you need to live to be financially free? Like what kind of income would you need every month to live financially free? And you say, I don't know. That means you don't know what your bills are. That means you don't have a handle on your financial situation. So again, even if you're not ready to invest in real estate, download the cheat sheet today, go through it and learn your number. Learn what your freedom number is. I think it can really open up your eyes to set realistic, personalized goals. So get your free copy. Just go to morrisinvest.com/freedom and download it today. We'll get back to that video in a minute. But first, I need to tell you about a golden opportunity for investors that's happening right now. Mortgage rates have plummeted in anticipation of the Federal Reserve cutting interest rates at their upcoming meeting in September. Now, it's good news for buyers, and it has presented a unique overlap in the investing world right now. Remember, when mortgage rates spiked last year, well, a lot of sellers started offering incentives to help investors achieve positive cash flow. For example, my company, Morris Invest, and our team over at Sidera Wealth started offering clients a rate buy-down credit. Now, a rate buy-down drastically reduces your mortgage payment. If you've ever run the numbers on an investment property, you know that's a big deal. Now, here's where the golden opportunity comes in. When mortgage rates change, it can take a while for other things like seller incentives to start catching up. So even though you can get a mortgage rate in the low sixes right now, and that could be even lower by the time you're seeing this video, right now you can also lock in a rate buy-down credit on top of that. And this is huge, people, huge. With the two combined, our team's finance expert said he's seeing our clients locking in rates he hasn't seen in years. But here's the catch. The window of opportunity here is very narrow. This overlap will close very soon. So those seller incentives are going to fall off very, very soon. There are two more reasons to move quickly on this. One, prices are rising week over week. And now that rates are going down, they're going to spike even more dramatically, which will be made worse by two, increasing competition. Potential buyers have been sitting on the sidelines just waiting for rates to drop. And now that they have, they're going to flood the market, reproduce bidding wars, pushing prices even higher. If you need a refresher on the advantages of owning real estate, like how it delivers four streams of income through number one, appreciation and equity gains, number two, principal reduction by your tenants, number three, tax benefits and depreciation, and number four, cash flow, I'll link another video in the description so you can check that out. But if you've done your research and you already understand why build-to-rent properties in high-growth rental markets are a great path to financial freedom, then take action right now. You do not want to miss out on this opportunity to fast-track your investing strategy. Cash in on this narrow overlap of lower rates and seller incentives while it's here. Click the link below and schedule a free call right now. It could be the most important call you make this year. Number eight, start building multiple streams of income. Buy performing assets, okay? Have you ever heard the statistic that the average millionaire has seven streams of income? Meanwhile, most people have just one earned income from their job, their 9-to-5 job. So no matter where you lie on the spectrum, I encourage you to add an income stream. This can be rental income from a rental property. It could be a side hustle, passive income from selling a digital product online, or maybe you sell honey and go to local fairs every Saturday and sell, you know, the honey from your local farm. I don't care what it is. Right? But this is additional streams of income coming into your home. This is powerful. It diversifies your income. It helps you develop new skills and it builds your confidence in your financial intelligence. Number nine, take advice from people who have achieved the level of success you desire. Let me repeat that. Only take advice from people who achieve the level of success you desire. No more letting your weird uncle or your loser friends tell you that real estate investing doesn't work. No more listening to people who are thinking small. Have you ever heard the idea that you are the product of the five people you spend the most time with? So if you're surrounding yourself with losers who will talk you out of taking action, then you're not going to take action. Take advice from people who have achieved the goals that you're striving toward. People who are maybe at another level. Take those people out to lunch. Pick their brain. Become friends with them. Number 10, act in alignment with your goals and values. With our clients at Morris Invest, before we even get on the phone with our clients, we have them go through a purpose-driven goals process. It's a worksheet. The idea is we want to learn about you, and that includes your goals and the meaning behind them, because when we know your goals and your values, it's easy to make decisions. So when people come to our website, morrisinvest.com, and they click on the book a call button, they get the freedom cheat sheet as a download, and they get our purpose-driven goals worksheet. And we ask them, hey, before our 30-minute phone call, which is free, please fill this out. And we can really find out pretty quickly the type of people we're going to be dealing with. And would we even want to work with that person? If they didn't take the time before our phone call to even do those worksheets, which are simple to do, probably not going to be the type of person we're going to want to work with, right? So again, take the time to go through these things and learn how to improve your financial intelligence. I hope you got a ton of value from the information I shared today. Building your financial intelligence is a constant pursuit. I'm constantly learning. I'm constantly interviewing people and learning more about the current tax code and what are the implications for my finances and people listening to our show, all of that. You need to be a lifelong learner, and that's what we believe here on this channel. For more, I want you to watch this next video on the 6 ways to acquire rental properties in 2024. Check out this video, and thank you for subscribing. We'll see you next time, everyone.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.